Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Canto 10, chapter 10. Today we're reading from text number 8. Sri Narada Uvacha Na Na Kya Anyo Justo Joshan Na Hyanyo Jusato Joshan Buddhi Brahmsho Rajo Guna Buddhi Brahmsho Rajo Gunaha Sri Madad Abhijan Yadir Sri Madad Sri Madad Abhijan Adir Yatra Sri Jutam Ashava Yatra Sri Dutam Ashava Sri Narada Uvacha Nahyanyo Jusato Joshan Buddhi Brahmsho Rajo Gunaha Sri Madar Abhijan Yadir Yatra Sri Dutyata Ashavaha. Someone else, please. Sri Narada Uvacha. Sri Narada Uvacha Buddhi Brahmsho Rajo Gunaha Sri Madad Abhijana Vidir Yatra Sri Dutatam Asraha Sri Narada Uvacha Buddhi Brahmsho Rajo Gunaha Sri Madad Abhijana Dir Yatra Sri Dutam Aswaha. Ladies, please. Sri Narada Uvacha. Osan. Jogunaha Radhabijana Dir Yatra Sri Dutam Asvaha Sri Nara Uvacha Nayat Joshan Buddhi Brahmsho Rajogunaha Srimad Janadir. Sri Narada Uvacha. Narada Muni said, Na, there is not. He, indeed. Anya, another material enjoyment. Justa, of one who is enjoying. Joshan, things very attractive in the material world. Different varieties of eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. Buddhi Brahmsa. Such enjoyments attract the intelligence. Rajaguna. Being controlled by the mode of passion. Srimadat. Then riches. Abhijatya, Adi, among the four material principles, attractive personal bodily features, birth in an aristocratic family, being very learned, and being very rich. Yatra, wherein, Stri, woman. Jutam, gambling. Asava, wine. Wine, women, and gambling are very prominent. Translation, Narada Muni said, among all the attractions of material enjoyment, the attraction of riches bewilders one's intelligence more than having beautiful bodily features. Taking birth in an aristocratic family and being learned. When one is uneducated but falsely puffed up by wealth, the result is that one engages his wealth in enjoying wine, women, and gambling. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Among the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, people are certainly conducted by the lower qualities, namely passion and ignorance, and especially by passion. Conducted by the mode of passion, one becomes more and more involved in material existence. Therefore, human life is meant for subduing the modes of passion and ignorance and advancing in the mode of goodness. Tada rajas tatau bhava kama loba dayashchaye cheta atar anavidam sitam satve prasidati. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. Second chapter, text number 19. This is the culture. One must subdue the modes of passion and ignorance. In the mode of passion, when one is falsely proud of wealth, one engages his wealth only for three things, namely wine, women, and gambling. We can actually see, especially in this age, that those who have unnecessary riches simply try to enjoy these three things. In Western civilization, these three things are very prominent because of an unnecessary increase in wealth. Narada Muni considered all of this in the case of Manigriva Nalakuvara because he found in them so much pride in the wealth of their father, Kuvera. Om Agyana Tamanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So Srila Prabhupada is continuing in the Srimad Bhagavatam to expose, to show us the downside of being in the material modes of ignorance and passion, and teaching us what is the purpose of what we're doing here is to advance to the mode of goodness, ultimately to the mode of pure goodness, that of being Shuddha Sattva. So there's Raja and Tamas. Raja is the mode of, there's the mode of ignorance, and Tama, Tamagun, is the mode of ignorance. Rajagun, okay, which is it? So Rajas, passion, and Tamagun, yes, mode of ignorance. This is the culture. One must subdue the modes of passion and ignorance. Without subduing the modes of passion and ignorance, there's no question of spiritual advancement. One needs to be in the mode of goodness, where his life is balanced in the way of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So Srila Prabhupada is teaching us this. Because from the mode of goodness, then one can go to the mode of pure goodness. I wanted to read a little bit from the purport of the Bhagavatam 1.2.19 that Srila Prabhupada mentions in this purport. As soon as irrevocable, loving service is established in the heart, the effects of the nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness, and he becomes completely happy. This process of Krishna consciousness, Savaipum so pro dharmo yato bhakti or hoksaje, ahaituki pratiyata yama supersijati. This process is joyfully performed. And so then, when we're established in goodness, then we become completely happy. Srila Prabhupada's purport. A living being in his normal constitutional position is fully satisfied in spiritual bliss. This state of existence is called Brahmabhuta or Atmananda, or the state of self-satisfaction. This self-satisfaction is not like the satisfaction of the inactive fool. The inactive fool is in the state of foolish ignorance, whereas the self-satisfied Atmanandi is transcendental to the material state of existence. The state of perfection is attained as soon as one is fixed in irrevocable devotional service. Devotional service is not inactivity, but the unalloyed activity of the soul. So there we have it. Our constitutional position as living entities is Jivara Surapoya Krishnara Nichadas. We're eternal servants of Krishna. This is the activity of the soul. So if at any time we're feeling a lack of satisfaction, we're feeling a lack of happiness, we're feeling a lack of enthusiasm, the formula for getting out of that particular mode, or the mode of ignorance, or the mode of passion, is to engage oneself in the process of devotional service. associating with devotees, chanting with devotees, chanting and dancing with devotees, chanting, dancing, and feasting. This is pretty much our life, is chanting, dancing, and feasting. And spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spreading this message wherever we go, whoever we meet. Yari Deki Taika, Krishna Upadesh, Amara Garibura, Tana Edesh. So wherever we go, we tell one about Krishna. And that also is not only verbally, but we show by example. So these are some very basic principles. Krishna consciousness is actually very simple. Srila Prabhupada would say, chanting, dancing, and feasting. What is the difficulty? For so many years, though, we have been affected by the modes of passion, by the modes of ignorance, and by the modes of passion. It's challenging. For so many births, 8,400,000. Now we're in the human form of birth, for human form of life. We have the opportunity to go beyond the modes of passion and ignorance and to go into the mode of goodness. This process is teaching us how to think properly, how to subdue the modes of passion and ignorance, how to overcome being falsely proud of wealth. Even a pauper is proud of his penny. And one will spend so much time in the material world, and we've heard this so many times before, but it's important to keep hearing these basic principles. How one will spend so much time defending his wealth out of eating, sleeping, and mating and defending, we spend the most time defending or protecting what we may have. If one is in the mode of passion or one is in the mode of ignorance, we spend so much time protecting what we have and working so many long, long hours, slaving away to protect. In Krishna consciousness, in order to yatma supersedati, in order to completely satisfy the self, the goal is to spend our time protecting what is Krishna's, taking care of what Krishna has given us, and using it in Krishna's service. Whatever abilities one may have, we can use those in Krishna's service. And if we have wealth, or even if we don't have wealth, everyone has Lakshmi, everyone has money. So, if we can't at this point in life give everything to Krishna, then a certain portion of what we make should go to Krishna. And we begin to engage our money, we begin to engage our Lakshmi in devotional service, to propagate Krishna consciousness, in distributing prasadam, in buying books to distribute, in buying flowers, in purchasing something that's going to push on Krishna consciousness, maintaining a beautiful temple. And to be careful to not waste even a farthing. Lakshmi should not be wasted on nonsense. So we have to be very careful that money is spent in the right way. But as Srila Prabhupada is speaking in the purport, when one is falsely proud, it's false pride. It's not even real. It's false pride. Then he engages his wealth for three things: wine, women, and gambling. Intoxication. I was thinking about it yesterday. How many people, how much Lakshmi, how much money do people spend on intoxication? It's an incredible amount of money. Which keeps one locked in to the mode of ignorance. But in this human form of life, we have the ability to, as Srila Prabhupada wrote here, to subdue the modes of passion and ignorance. The soul's activity, this is from the second chapter of the first canto, the 19th verse, which Srila Prabhupada speaks from in this purport. The soul's activity becomes adulterated in contact with matter. And as such, the diseased activities are expressed in the form of lust, desire, hankering, inactivity, foolishness, and sleep. The effect of devotional service becomes manifest by complete elimination of these effects of passion and ignorance. The devotee is fixed at once in the mode of goodness, and he makes further progress to rise to the passion, to the position of Vasudev, or the state of unmixed sattva or shuddha sattva. Only in the shuddha sattva stage can one always see Krishna face to face by dint of pure affection for the Lord. Srila Prabhupada here is speaking about the different qualities, the activities of what a devotee needs to do, where he needs to be, and the benefits of being in this state of mind, being in this consciousness. A devotee is always in the mode of unalloyed goodness. Therefore, he harms no one. But the non-devotee, however educated he may be, is always harmful. A devotee is neither foolish nor passionate. The harmful, foolish, and passionate cannot be devotees of the Lord. However, they may advertise themselves as devotees by outward dress. On that point, it's very important that when we're dressed as devotees, that we speak nicely, that we act nicely. We're representing Srila Prabhupada. We're representing Rukmini Dwarkadish, Gorni Thai, Lord Jagannath, Baladev Subhadra. We're representing each other. So it's very important, as stated here, that the harmful and foolish, the harmful, foolish, and passionate cannot be devotees of the Lord, however they may advertise themselves as devotees by outward dress. So dressing is not enough. We have to act nicely. We have to speak nicely. We have to represent Srila Prabhupada's movement nicely. A devotee is always qualified with all the good qualities of God. Quantitatively, such qualifications may be different. But qualitatively, both the Lord and his devotees are one in the same. So this is a wonderful process. Think about this morning when you woke up. How did you feel? How did you feel when you heard the rain dripping on the roof? But we've gotten the taste before in Krishna consciousness, and we know how ecstatic it is to come to the morning program, to come to Mangalartik, chant Hare Krishna dancing. This morning, quite an ecstatic, enthusiastic Mangalartik, I may say. And then coming through the morning program, japa period, and Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja. Again, another quite an ecstatic kirtan. And now, how do we feel? Right, I'm getting thumbs up. Right, everybody's feeling ecstatic. So at some point, this feeling of ecstaticness, it'll stick with us. Mangalartik, the morning program, starts the night before. How many of us were committed to the morning program? No matter what, we're committed to the morning program. So the night before, and I see hands going up. But the night before, 10:30, 11 o'clock, maybe someone was traveling or something took place. They had to fill in for someone. They stayed up late. But then when you went to sleep the night before, okay, I'm committed to the morning program. I'm going to the morning program no matter what. And when you get up in the morning, you jump out of bed and you forget maybe you only had 4 hours of sleep. Of course, sleep is very important because we have to take care of ourselves. But this is the means right here to become ecstatic. As that verse I quoted, Savai Pum So Paro Darimo, Yito Bhaktir at Hoksajaya, Haituki at Pratiyata Yamasu, Sidati. Unalloyed devotional service. And it's a simple process. We have to be careful not to complicate things. So if we're having challenges, focus in on the mantra, focus in on hearing the words, pronouncing the words clearly. I know when I'm having a little bit of a lack of enthusiasm, or I'm under the weather, or I'm being affected by the modes of nature, which is a lot, I plug into you all who I'm looking at right here. I come and associate with you. Tell me something about Krishna. There's the example. When you have one stick, you can break it very easily. But if we put many sticks together, it's much more difficult to break it. So we're an army here. This is Lord Chaitanya's army. We're a team. And we're here to help each other. I heard an example given one time in a class. Imagine a basketball team. And we're playing against another team. So in basketball, it goes back and forth to get the ball in the other person's net. So I have the ball, and I see Caesar. Free, up in the front. He's got the whole court ahead of him. No one's going to stop him. So am I going to take the ball and throw it over his head so he doesn't look good, so he looks foolish? Or am I going to give him a nice pass so he can score a point or 2 points or maybe 3 points, depending where it's shot from? But then I'm going to give you a nice pass. This way the whole team becomes ecstatic. So we're a team here, and we're here to help each other. So if we're ever feeling a little envious, if we're feeling not even so much like we're not feeling like a team player, we plug into the process. And it's like a sweet. Wherever you plug in, it's sweet. Like you have a sweet bowl. Wherever you bite the sweet, it's sweet. Like Rabindranath Prabhu, you're every morning, you've been so steady for years, you're passing out the maha. Everything in that bowl is sweet. So that's like Krishna consciousness. So we have a wonderful army here. We have a wonderful family. And we can help each other to subdue the modes of passion and ignorance. Pride goeth before the fall. There's so much pride. And if we feel proud of something, pride goeth before the fall. If we feel proud and we continue to feel proud, eventually we lose what we've had. I've gotten up here before to give a class and I've studied really hard and I'm feeling all fired up and I start feeling proud and then I get up here and I can't even remember half the things that I studied. Or I go to lead a kirtan and I start singing the wrong tune. I got up here one time and I was all fired up and I'm thinking, yeah, I feel great. And yeah, I started feeling a little proud. Got the internet, got people all over the world watching. And I got up here with the harmonium. And instead of singing Jaya Radha Madhava, I started singing Namaste Narasimha. I started singing the Nisringadev prayers. So Krishna is very expert at smashing us. And if we have a little sincerity, Krishna will check us. He'll keep us from getting proud. Because pride is not a good thing. So these are all wonderful instructions given by Srila Prabhupada here. Srila Prabhupada is still here even in 1977, is speaking very strongly and reminding us about the pitfalls and the dangers of the material world. Srila Prabhupada is telling us, do not dance with Maya. Do not try to do that. Because ultimately it means going back into the cycle of repeated birth and death in this material world. So I would like to thank everyone for coming to class today, staying awake in class. I want to thank everyone on the internet, wherever you may be out there, for listening to class. I know some of the people in the internet world, they really appreciate when we acknowledge them, because I've gotten messages from people and texts and phone calls and emails and even in person. Thank you for acknowledging us. Thank you for, yes, we're out there. So yes, we know you're out there. We can't see you, but we know you're out there. Please continue in this process of Krishna consciousness and chanting Hare Krishna and just continue with the process every day, despite it might be a little challenging, but just keep being tenacious and go on in Krishna consciousness, and your life will be sublime. So I hope everyone has a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness, and thank you for the opportunity and for listening to me speak some Srimad Bhagavatam today. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki! If anybody has any questions. Someone said no questions. Okay. Jai. There's no breakfast today. Lunch will be served at 12:30 in the Prasadam room. Hare Krishna.